This fine evening. Comment on just for a brief moment, just to chat a little bit. I just got done studying my word, and I thought, hey, let me go on and see how everyone is doing. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Can you believe we are already in the third month of this year? 9 more months to go, and so yeah, I just wanted to come on briefly just to talk to you all. I know I haven't been on a week or so, because I end up being selected for jury duty. So all last week I was in jury duty, so I wasn't able to get on and speak with you all. That case was very draining. And so I didn't come on Saturday because I needed a mental break. I've never experienced anything like that and don't want to again. So that case was mentally draining. And so it brought me home. Every day I was coming home to pray. Pray for myself, pray for those involved, family, everything. So so that's why you guys didn't hear from me on Saturday, and I haven't been on. I just went back to work today. So yeah. So again, I just wanted to come on and just briefly speak with you all, just to give you a little tad bit of update of where I've been. a lot of things have been just going through my mind and everything, so it's just been a lot. But just want to say, with that case, I'm not going to discuss it. I can discuss it, but I'm not going to discuss it. But I do want to say, if you haven't forgiven anyone for whatever it is that you haven't forgiven, please, please forgive. No matter, it's hard for a lot of people to say, I can't forgive them, I can't forgive that, or whatever the case may be. I can forgive, but I can't forget. The Lord said in His word that He forgives us and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. So if God can forgive us and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness and never to be reminded of it again, as Christians, we should be able to also do the same thing. Non-believers, some of them do. Some of them do forgive and throw it away and not carry it. But if anyone has done anything to you, whatever it may be, please forgive, because you free yourself. You know, if they haven't forgiven you, you do your part and forgive them. Because in that case that I was in, before we went out for sentencing, I was talking to the jurors and I was just saying, I pray. I said, I know, you know, you guys are angry. I know the circumstances and the situation of what took place, you know. But we should pray for both sides, because it's their family, you know what I'm saying? And we should be praying for forgiveness, you know. God forgave us for so much, and He forgave us for so much, so much. And He never brings it back up. But we cannot seem to forgive, especially Christians. It's just, in the life of me, I've never seen so many Christians that don't forgive, or don't know how to forgive, or don't even want to forgive. And that's just baffling to me. It's so baffling to me. They rather walk around and carry all of this weight, allow that person to win and to go on, and you still bitter. I just never seen so many Christians not forgive. It's just baffling to me. So baffling to me. And I just don't know what to say. I just pray that as believers, as people, not even believers, as people, as humans, that we get to a place of forgiveness. Because how can we stand before God with unforgiveness in our heart and expect to enter into the kingdom? It won't happen. You won't enter into the kingdom with unforgiveness in your heart. It's a YouTube video that we watched years ago. My church family, we watched years ago. And it was about a young man that had passed away. And he said he was standing in line to you know, stand before God, and he said he had seeds in his chest. And he was like, what are those seeds? He didn't know what they were. And it was other people had maybe one or two seed, one seed. And he was like, as he was getting closer to the line, he heard God tell this lady that she didn't forgive, and that seed was for, and he reminded her of the person and the reasoning where that seed came from. And he said, you did not forgive. And he told her, depart from me. And he sent her to hell. I'm going to try to find the name of it or the video, and I can give you the name of it so you can go and watch it. But he had seeds, and he was like, oh my God, when he finally found out what they were. But then his seed, he remembered when he got up to there, and God showed, rewinding back and showed him, I think it was someone that he hurt or hurt him, and he didn't forgive, and that's what that seed was. And he was so scared that he was going to get sent to heaven, but something took place, and God told him he barely made it in. I'm going to try to get the name of it, or ask my friend, to my sister in Christ, to if she remembers the name, and I can get it to you guys. But I just wanted to just come on and just talk about, just briefly talk about, just forgive. Just forgive. Not just for them, but mostly important for you. Because you don't want to stand in front of God with that unforgiveness in your heart. Those seeds that you're carrying of unforgiveness. And you've done all of this or whatever. And then you've done this. But in your heart, those seeds of unforgiveness is there. And that declines you from entering into the kingdom. So I just want to say, just think about it tonight as you lay down, and as you, or you just laying in the bed, just think about it. Just, it's not, you know, it may be hard for some, but it's not. Just repent, ask God to forgive you. And then, even if you don't even know where those people are, that person is, just, God, I forgive them, you know. Just say, God, I forgive. I forgive such and such for hurting me. And I release the pain of unforgiveness. I release the hurt. Whatever it may be, if you do know where they are, call them and say, hey, it's not that serious. Not that serious. I forgive you. And I pray that you forgive me. If you done wrong, the people call, hey, I pray. I know this situation happened, or whatever case may be happened. I pray that you forgive me. And if I have done anything wrong to you, please forgive me. And that will open so many doors, and, you know, so many conversations that maybe need to be had, you know. So please just think about it tonight, you know. Rest your head upon forgiveness. So I just want to thank you all for just briefly me coming on, and just maybe up and down, rambling, whatever. But I just wanted to come on and just say, please forgive. Please forgive. Please forgive. And again, as I was in that jury, in that case, I was a juror. And before we went out, I was letting the jurors know, hey, I know this has happened, this, whatever, but I said, we need to be praying for forgiveness, that both families forgive, come back together, that the young lady forgive the young man, you know. And I just pray that, I said, because it was so much stuff that we've done and God forgave us. And so when I said that, right when we went back out, the young lady got back on the witness stand, and she read a letter that she wrote to her perpetrator. And at the end, she said, out of all the things that I've done, my father forgave me. And I pray that he forgives you. And she said, and I want you to know that I forgive you. Man, we were recessed back to that jury room. And a couple of the people were saying, when we were walking back in, you just said that. That's how quick God answers. You know? And so, she was free. And I pray the young man is free as well. So, I just ask you all, just forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Life is too short. You don't want to miss heaven on a technicality. So again, I thank you for listening. I thank you for all being a part of Grief and Healing. And I will see you next time.